If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Hey, kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy College Station.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is the Deep Blues Hour. I'm your host, Steve, bringing you the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. In this next hour, we're going to hear from Robert Jr. Lockwood, who learned the blues from the legend himself, Robert Johnson, Arthur Big Boy Crudup, the nice tune from the 1960s, Layton and Hopkins, early in his career, recording down in Houston, Texas, back in the late 40s, early 50s, plus Howlin' Wolf and the Chess Records Chicago Blues Sound. It's all coming up here on this hour of the next of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to start off the show here with a little something from Alex Schultz and the Mighty Flyers. This is from a Blacktop release called Blues Guitar Spotlight, featuring some of their fine recording artists. This is a song called Jam Up from Alex Schultz on the Deep Blues Hour, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.speckbrothers.com, and you'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or speakbrothers.com.
When you may be the one I have to sleep on. Don't make a move, not before you think about it. I made that mistake, now I got to pay. But what hurt me so bad, see that sweet thing walk away. Just think about it. Oh, Lord, before you speak. The wrong word can get you in a world of trouble. If you don't know, just believe in me. I said the wrong thing once upon a time. Caused me so much trouble, about to go out of my mind. streets are filled with women and they're looking for romance. The streets are filled with women and they're looking for romance. But if you haven't got plenty of money, now you just don't stand a chance. When I first picked you up, baby, you didn't have a lousy dime. When I first picked you, baby, you didn't have a lousy dime. She was standing on a deuce of benders and she was hungry and almost blind. Trouble on your mind. A woman ain't nothing but trouble on your mind. You've got to keep moving, boys, or you'll be left behind.
Song there from T-Bone Walker entitled The Hypin' Woman Blues, recorded 1949 for the Capitol Record label. There he was, T-Bone Walker. Plus, Lowell Fulson gave us Think About It from a Bullseye release called Them Update Blues, there from Lowell Fulson. All right, up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Wynonie Harris from a proper record called All She Wants to Do Is Rock. This is Man, Have I Got Troubles. Wynonie Harris on the Deep Blues Hour.
Man, have I got troubles. My dreams blow up like bubbles. My woman is untrue. My room rent is due. My bills will pile up to the sky. Man, have I got sorrow. Just can't face tomorrow. I wonder if the good Lord pities me. My phone is disconnected, sad and neglected, and so blue. I looked in the cupboard. On my head, there's not a hair anywhere. And man, if I got troubles, nothing but the troubles and the blues. I ain't got nothing, got nothing but the trouble and the blues. Trouble and the blues. And if it's news to you, I'm telling you, I ain't got nothing but the trouble and the blues. A friend of mine in Dakota
bought me a new shiny car. But the draft board told me, Mr. Blues, you've got to go to war. And man, if I got troubles, they ain't got nothing but the trouble and the blues. Yes, I'm telling everybody, I ain't got nothing but the trouble and the blues.
Wait, what?
WRCT.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Oh, whoa. Hey, this is Sunaron. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
What you will do.
All right, recorded 1961. That is Howlin' Wolf. And Just Like I Treat You, recorded for the record label Chess Records up in Chicago, Illinois, there from Howlin' Wolf. Plus Joe Lucher and his Society Cats, recorded for the specialty record label that was called Rockin' Boogie. All right, up next, let's hear from Big Bill Brunzi from his Columbia release called Good Time Tonight. This is I Want My Hands on It. Big Bill Brunzi here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Went to the baker shop to buy some rolls. The lady said, give me your money, boy, cause everything good, but I want my hands on it. Yes, I want my hands on it. Woman, cause I don't buy nothing unless I've got my hands on it. Look here now, woman, can't you see? You can't take my money, gal, and make no fool of me. I want my hands on it. Yes, I want my hands on it. Woman, cause I don't buy nothing unless I got my hands on it. Went to see a girl, she looked good to me. She said, give me your money, boy, we can make love, can't we? But I want my hands on it. Ooh, yes, I want my hands on it. Gal, cause I don't buy nothing till I get my hands on it. Told me she had a cat for sale. Look at her now, lady, will you let me feel his tail? I want my hands on it. Yes, I want my hands on it. Gal, cause I don't buy nothing till I get my hands on it. See something I want, gal, I'm ready to buy. Get my hands on it, gal, I know that it can't fly. I want my hands on it. Yes, I want my hands on it. Gal, cause I don't buy nothing till I get my hands on it.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Uncle Bud thought he had a Dinah train. She's out there shaking that little old thing. She said, you're feeling good, feeling good. Feel that like she amber sweet 16. Shaking her rumble just like you shake a sack. She said, run into me, baby, and make me break my back. Cause I'm feeling good. Just like a amber sweet thing. She got a crack shot motion, got a cross town swing. She got the record off, done that thing. She said, feeling good, feeling good. Feel just like she amber sweet thing. there looking like a sugar lump, she said. Wanna pump till you got to make me drunk. Feeling good, feeling good. Feel like I ain't but sweet. Thank you.
music there from Arthur Big Boy Crudup. That was entitled When I Lost My Baby, I Almost Lost My Mind, recorded in 1967 on a Delmark release called Look on Yonder's Wall from Big Boy Crudup. We also heard from Walter Davis from his album called Let Me In Your Saddle. That was Sweet 16, recorded in 1935, there from Walter Davis. All right, let's see. Up next is Jimmy Rogers, recorded for Chess Records again. This is 1976 and the Today, Today Blues from Jimmy Rogers on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Woman, baby, you sure looks good to me. Now, brown skin woman, baby, you sure looks good to me. For you, I would take all of my trouble. Throw them in the deep blue sea. Today, today, tomorrow I may be gone. Knock yourself out, man.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT. I went out on a bay.
I was trying to have my fun. He come up and done something to me nobody never done. You take mine, I'll take someone else's too.
Steady rolling man, and I roll both night and day. I'm a steady rolling man, and I roll both night and day. I ain't got no sweet woman to be rolling this away. I'm the man that rolls with icicles hanging on a tree. I'm the man that rolls with icicles hanging on a tree. That's the reason you hear me crying. I'm down on my bending knee. I'm a steady rolling man, and I roll both night and day. I'm a steady rolling man, and I roll both night and day. And you know I ain't got no sweet woman to be rolling this way.
All right, great music there from Robert Jr. Lockwood. That was the title track to the 1970 release, put out through Delmark CDs, probably LPs as well, called Steady Rollin' Man, 1970 there from Robert Lockwood Jr. Plus we heard from Lightnin' Hopkins from down in Houston. That was Mad With You from Lightnin' Hopkins. All right, up next, let's hear from Smokey Babe. This is off of a Arhuli disc called Louisiana Country Blues, which features a few fine Louisiana artists, Smokey Babe being one of them, Herman E. Johnson being another. I think there's a third guy on the LP as well. This is called Bad Whiskey from Smokey Babe on the Deep Blues Hour.
I've been drinking bad whiskey, baby. Talking all I'm here.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Baby, don't you wanna go? Don't you wanna go? Going out the country. baby, don't you wanna go? I'm gonna show you something, mama, that you never saw before. Well, my mama done told me, Pappy told me too. Mama told me, Pappy told me too. Don't you let no fast talking woman make no fool out of you, little guitar.
Show and tell. Junior pulled out the gun and his his classmates ran like hell. That's the blues. Whoa, every day it's in the news. Well, if you don't play with guns, little children, guns won't play with you. Before the SWAT team came, before Junior could explain, the grown-ups were standing around trying to place the blame. That's the blues. Whoa, it's in the news. Well, if you don't play with guns, chances are guns won't play with you.
I'm gonna say me TV. Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call jazz. Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a one-syllable word.
So I want to start today with something we actually talked about on the bonus show last week. We talked on the bonus show last week, thanks to Pat choosing the story. Quite frankly, I hadn't even read it, which is part of the problem. Joe Biden has quietly, almost completely ended the drone war that has become essentially the status quo of American foreign policy to slightly different degrees since George W. Bush through Barack Obama, and including Donald Trump. And the corporate media has barely mentioned it. As we were talking about it last week, I realized we really should be talking about this more broadly. There's been this bizarre reversal on foreign policy perspectives for the Republican Party, really since Donald Trump started running for president back in 2015, when suddenly Republicans were pretending they don't like war, that they don't like military incursions, that they don't like interventionist foreign policy, when really those have been the hallmark of neoconservative republicanism for several decades at this point in time. And if you think back, it sort of started with Donald Trump saying that Iraq war, that was a disaster. Trump started with that. And it was always BS. Trump's initial political constituency was heavily made up of people who supported the Iraq war under George W. Bush, and admittedly people who were sort of right-wing, reactionary, but were not really following politics under George W. Bush, either because of their age or because they just weren't paying attention. And so they bought it. They bought it hook, line, and sinker. Trump and Republicans, now they're against war. Then it went to, well, the leftists who didn't like Hillary started building on it with the Hillary stuff and the Hillary's going to start four wars stuff, and Donald Trump isn't going to do that. That became the story, and it mostly transitioned right into Joe Biden's presidency with this idea that if you reelect Donald Trump, he'll keep us out of war, but if you elect Joe Biden, it means that more wars are coming. Biden was going to go to war. I mean, I don't even remember now. Biden was going to go to war with North Korea and China and Iran and Russia and all this different stuff. Now, I said at the time, I don't see any appetite from Joe Biden for doing those things. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. But there's another story here that's actually what we're talking about today. One of Barack Obama's biggest foreign policy sort of conflicts with my ideology, and I talked about this all through the Obama administration, was the drone war. Trump continued the drone war massively. He didn't talk about it that much because, remember, it was Hillary who was going to do the war and the bombings, not Trump. But Trump continued Barack Obama's drone war, which was an escalation of George W. Bush's drone war. Now, maybe Bush would have done more if the technology had been more mature at the time. Barack Obama had the benefit of that. But now we have the reality. And the reality is that Joe Biden has almost completely ended the American drone war. Joe Biden's not really saying that much about it. The White House isn't really saying that much about it. Neither is corporate media. But it's a huge, massive story. There was that one strike during the Afghanistan withdrawal, which went horribly wrong, killed civilians, just absolute disaster. But Joe Biden has almost completely halted drone strikes and air strikes in general.